I'm Haya Pinjwani with an AP News Minute. Talks have restarted to bring a delegation of top Israeli officials to Washington to discuss potential military operations in the Palestinian city of Rafah.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
These talks will get us into a place where there is a plan that we hear their side, they hear our side.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a visit planned for this week, angered that the U.S. had not vetoed a U.N. ceasefire resolution.
I thought the U.S. decision in the Security Council very bad.
Venting to visiting U.S. lawmakers.
Victory is within reach. It's a few weeks away.
But he went on.
Now we are told, you can't do this. If you go into Rafah, you're going to have a humanitarian catastrophe.
Downplaying the impact of a Rafah operation on Palestinian civilians.
You know, people move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open. And people just move. They move with their tents.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.